Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Today, we are kicking off the week with Hollywood superstar, mom, and entrepreneur Scarlett Johansson. Then, from tie-dye eyes to statement blush, celebrity makeup artist Neil Schiavelli has the spring's hottest looks. Plus, actress and singer Vanessa Williams dropping a hot new music video that's burning up the internet, and we're talking about it.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
Hey, how are you? Everybody, it's Monday, the 29th day of April. We're happy that you're here.
Can you believe April is coming to a close?
April is coming to a close.
Here we are.
I don't know what everyone did over the weekend, but I wonder if any of you ran a half marathon and came first in your age category.
Not me.
Because that is what this young lady here, Rainey Farrell, did.
Rainey, by the way, Rainey is the one that produces our chat.
Yes.
And makes them cute and funny and interesting.
Yes. And
she's a marathon runner.
How'd you do? She was like, oh, I did okay. You did okay. First in your age category, and you were like, wait, what? Me? Huh? That's amazing.
It's Rainey wild to it. Know what it would feel like to come in first in anything.
Anything. Ever.
Can you imagine coming?
No.
They were like, hey, Hoda,
and
you get first.
No, that's never happened.
No.
You know, you take the tape and just break through it first, what that must feel like.
First. We know what it feels like to come in mid
or
towards the end.
Yeah, we do know that feeling.
I remember as a track star coming, what it felt like to be with people way in front of me. And just like trying to keep going.
All you want to do is pass one person.
Yeah, I didn't.
Just one.
No, I didn't. I got dusted.
You were totally smoked.
I shouldn't have had any place. I somehow won the, region, whatever.
What?
No, I won like the first one, but I probably shouldn't have even. Maybe I was in the top three that took me on to regionals. I shouldn't have been in that region.
Well,
no way.
All right. Well, congrats.
We love girl Rainey.
All right. So Vanessa Williams is doing it again.
She broke the internet
in half. Tell them what happened.
Okay. Well, this is what happened, y'all. It is her first single in 15 years. And it celebrates a specific part of her body. It's so much fun.
Vanessa Williams, who is 61, is that right?
Yes.
Bumping. It's happening.
Yes.
Everything is changing.
Yes.
That woman dancing like that is like off the chain.
Also, can't you imagine that song bumping everywhere?
Yes.
Everywhere. All the clubs and people... Anything where you are asked to clap without, Beyonce can ask you, now we're clapping.
Yeah.
But you know, when you have the moment where it's.
Yeah.
That means it will be played from bar mitzvahs to
everywhere.
Clubs to everywhere.
The legs are the last to go.
Do you find that true?
I find it true. Whenever there's a song and you know, just like Lil Boo Thang was that song.
No, I was asking, do you feel like you still got great legs? Well, I mean, that's what she's saying. See?
We
have a picture. We have a picture.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay. I do think the legs are the last to go. I think whatever you celebrate, celebrate. I just feel like her spirit always is like age-defying.
Yes.
Her spirit is young. Her spirit is whatever. Whatever body part's the last to go, who cares?
Yes.
Like, she is rocking it. She's like, she's having fun.
I think what she's saying is get up. Look, we're in unison.
Get up.
Get
That's
up.
That's what she's saying because...
Don't complain. Get up and dance.
Look, it's like the whole thing. It's like one ride.
Yes.
Enjoy the ride. You can sit and complain and sit on your couch and ouch, this hurts and ouch, that hurts.
Or you can dance
around.
Or you
can get up. I mean, it's one of those things. There are certain people who I think... live that and embody it every day.
Yes.
You know, Roker embodies that every day.
Yes. You embody it every day.
You embody it. You do.
So do you.
Back to you.
Okay. All right, y'all. Saturday, Nicole Kidman was honored at the American Film Institute with a Lifetime Achievement Award. First of all, can we just look at that dress?
I feel like she's one of these people who's always quietly killing it all the time. And now it's like, now it's your turn to stand in front of everybody. And if you're wondering, who are all those people? Well, you know Keith Urban. Also, two of her daughters are there.
In red.
Yeah.
Sunday
and Faith. That's the first time they've been on the red carpet that we're aware of.
They look so beautiful. Obviously, her husband, as Hoda said, Keith was there, and he made a really emotional, lovely speech. And he admitted he was too nervous to make the first move when they first met. He said, I was trying to play it cool, but inside I felt like I'd snuck into the royal ball. It felt a bit like I was meeting a real-life princess.
Oh.
That's sweet.
That's so sweet.
I don't think Henry would call me a princess.
But you made the first move, so he didn't have to,
exactly.
Right? I think that that's good.
I didn't really make the first move, but kind of.
You kind of did.
I mean, it was clear.
That you. But you know what I like about you? When you like something or want something, you say it. You don't hide it. You don't try to be coy with it. You just say it.
No, but I think I also, yes, and.
And?
I, back in the.
Everybody's doing
and,
it now. Everybody's doing the and. I've noticed it everywhere. Yes,
I sort of held back a little and kind of kept my options open. A little. Don't give me that look.
You did not.
I did a little.
You practically proposed to him.
Well, I did, but that was after I knew he was caught.
Wait, so then you, first you catch and then you take some time back.
At the beginning, I you know, kind of made the first move and then I retracted a little.
Why?
Just a little. Because I read the rules.
Oh, gee.
And I think that you got to play it. I know that's not like, I know that's an annoying thing, but if you act like you're all crazy about somebody, if I had proposed date one, that might have been too strong.
But they do say the deal is like you move in like a quarter of the way and let him come three quarters.
Exactly.
And then you just hold your one quarter. You just hold it.
Well, I didn't hold it. I came all in. Okay. Have you ever been intimidated to make a first move?
If I really like somebody, I'll say something like, I'll say like, oh, I hope we have another date. Like, I don't mind saying that. No. I'm not like, so is he going to call me? You know, I think it's good to put it out there. But I do think just basic human nature is when something is gushing 100 miles an hour, you back up.
Exactly.
And when something's dripping, sadly, you lean in.
Yes.
So it's got to be somewhere in the middle. You deserve
And
a
then
lot.
As soon as they're caught, you can propose.
What?
As soon as they're caught, go ahead and propose. But give them a couple months. Wait, y'all, can we say happy birthday
to Willie Nelson? He celebrates 2 days.
He's 91 years old today, but he also is 91 years old tomorrow.
Because he was born today, but the paperwork didn't come clear until tomorrow. So he celebrates two birthdays.
He said, I was born before midnight on the 29th, but it didn't get registered in the county courthouse until the next day, the 30th. So it went out officially as the 30th. So guess what I do? I celebrate both days.
I love that.
We love him so much. Happy birthday.
More when we come back.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's, huzzah, a toast to breakfast.
All right, Mother's Day's coming up, and we got some big plans to celebrate.
That's right. We are taking the show to beautiful Bermuda.
Yes.
Our Bermuda Bash is all thanks to our sponsor, the Lauren Hotels, and we get to bring our viewers plus a guest.
So we heard from the cutest ever mother-daughter duo, Evelyn and Valerie. They're business partners, they're roommates, they're best friends.
Okay, they are so cute.
They have no idea what's about to happen.
Should we call?
Yes.
Let's try it.
They have no idea.
Hello?
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 Evelyn? Valerie? It's Hoda and Jenna!
Hi, guys!
Oh,
wait, you're on TV, is that okay?
Live TV.
Now.
Okay.
Because I didn't get to talk to Jenna this morning.
Okay, guys, we want to tell you something real quick, okay? The producers told you that you were finalists and you have one more interview to go. So you know what the interview is?
You're going
to Bermuda!
There was no interview. We knew we wanted y'all to be with us the whole time. We are so excited.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe this.
Okay.
I can't believe this.
So, Evelyn, you're bringing your mom, right?
I was taking so long. I said, I didn't get to talk to my friends this morning.
Oh, we are so happy that you guys are going to come with us. Do y'all love the beach?
Yes.
Oh, girls. Yes.
Okay, y'all. Look
Let's
at
go.
Where we're going. It's going to be
gonna
beautiful.
We are going to have a ball. We cannot wait to see you next week.
Oh, my God.
And I'm doing the ugly cry.
I know.
Y'all look pretty beautiful to us.
You
we cannot
do.
Wait to be with you guys. And so pack your bags, all
okay.
right? We're headed there next week.
Oh, my God. Thank
all right,
you
we'll,
so
we'll see
much.
We'll see you in Bermuda.
Bye. Bye.
Sweet. Oh, love
so
them.
Sweet.
All right. Just ahead, Zendaya's hot tennis movie, number one at the box office.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of love from her man. Devin Simone has the scoop right after this. Get it?
Got it.
Got it. All right, some Hollywood A-listers are opening up about their personal lives.
Relationship expert Devin Simone is here with the scoop. Hey,
Hi.
Devin, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay, this Zendaya movie.
We got to talk about it. Everybody's
talking about it. Yes. The hottest movie. Some people are saying it's going to be the hottest movie of the year already. It was number one at the box office over the weekend. We're talking about the movie Challengers.
Okay.
It features Zendaya and two hot co-stars, Mike Feist and Josh O'Connor, in a steamy love triangle all set in the world of tennis. Now, the reason why people are talking is not only because Zendaya looks fabulous in it, but also because her long-term partner, Tom Holland, has been so outspoken and supportive of the movie, which some are acknowledging that a more insecure boyfriend wouldn't be as outspoken and supportive
because it's really
she makes out with two guys at once at a certain point.
Yeah. Okay.
So it gets really hot and steamy. He actually posted over the weekend to his Instagram a picture or poster of the movie and says, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Oh, sweet.
Really cute.
Okay,
lovely.
So they've been together for a while,
been together for a while. I mean, they met on the set of their Spider-Man movie years ago. There was a lot of speculation about whether or not they were or weren't together. They finally confirmed it in 2021. And the streets are saying...
What are the streets saying?
They, according to people, that they are talking about marriage and their future.
Wait, according to people?
Yes.
People magazine.
People magazine?
Right.
Well, it was insiders told people.
According to insiders.
I do trust people. If they carry it, they usually have a little bit
more. Something. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Sophia Bush.
Yeah. So Sophia Bush, people know her from One Tree Hill. They know her from Chicago PD. But now she's making headlines over her relationship. So she's gracing the cover of the April issue of Glamour magazine.
Are you related to Sophia Bush?
I'm not related to Sophia Bush.
People are thinking that.
People think I'm related. I'm
You're not.
No.
Okay.
My husband actually asked that.
I'm not related to her, but I like her a lot.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Go on.
And
sorry.
She's beautiful. And so she's gracing the cover of Glamour magazine, and she's talking about her relationships. She details the turn of her marriage. So she got divorced last year. She left her ex-husband, Grant, and she found support in a community of women. Among that community of women happened to be Ashlyn Harris, who is a former U.S. soccer star. The two became fast friends. As they were becoming friends, others in the group sort of noticed, hey, you guys are really in sync.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot in common. So they decided to explore other things, or like to take their relationship to the next level.
Yeah.
So she's not only talking about this relationship, she's officially coming out as queer.
Yes.
Okay.
And she said, right now, I think the word that best describes it or defines it is queer. I can't say it without smiling, actually, and that feels pretty
She
great.
Feels free.
Finally, she's finally herself.
She's finally herself. And she did say, too, in 2024, she doesn't love the idea of feeling the need to come out, per se. But she feels like with all of the, persecution that the LGBTQ plus community has gone through, it's important for her to use her voice and speak.
Okay,
she's wonderful.
Let's talk Tiffany Haddish. She has a lot to say and talk about.
Tiff has a lot to say. And if there's two things you can count on Tiffany to do, It's to be hilarious and to be honest, super, super honest. So Tiffany was speaking to people. She gave an interview to talk about her upcoming memoir, I Curse You With Joy.
I Curse You With Joy.
Love that title. But in it, she talks about just where she is in her life now. So she says she's not only been sober for 6 months, but she's been celibate as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then she goes on to say, quote, I've been dating multiple guys. They all know about each other. And she adds, I haven't been having sex since October. She said that it's been really, really great for her. She also said, you know what I've noticed? When you don't have sex, it's like men love you even more and they work even harder.
True. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. So she also talked a little bit about her high profile relationship with Common, right? They were together for years. They were together during COVID. And she said that he chased her for 2 years before they got together. The two broke up in 2021. She also says that she comments on his sort of relationship pattern. So she says, it's like 6 to 9 months single, then 2 years on, then 6 to 9 months single, then 2 years on. That's his schedule. Oh. That's his cycle. I ain't mad at it.
Okay.
Common is now in a relationship with Jennifer Hudson. They appear to be going strong.
Right.
And Tiffany Haddish said she's looking for love. She's open to partnership, but she wants it without the marriage contract.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That memoir is going to be great.
I can't wait to see that.
Thank you so much. We curse you with joy, too.
Yeah.
Coming up next, y'all, Scarlett Johansson gets candid.
Yeah, she talks to Zanna about motherhood and the role that changed her career. Coming up after this.
They have it.
We are back with our resident style guru, Zanna Roberts-Rossi, who has something very cool for us today.
Zanna, you met up with the one and only Scarlett Johansson.
Who are you?
That's so great.
That's right. I had such fun chatting with these A-listers about their lives, their work, and their beauty routines. So Scarlett and I treated ourselves to a fun conversation and a mini spa day. Check it out.
Oscar-nominated actress Scarlett Johansson has played almost every role. A superhero, she is an advocate, she is also a mother of two. But now, she's a businesswoman. She has started her own beauty company, and I caught up with her to talk all about her inspirations, life at home, and what's next. So, 7 years old, you were auditioning for commercials.
Auditioning for commercials. I never booked a commercial.
What was the draw to acting at that point?
I was an outgoing kid. I was like a singing, dancing kid. And so I think I probably just needed to get as much attention as possible.
At 17, she landed the role that would change her career. 20 years ago, Lost in Translation. And since then, my thorough IMDb research is like 60 plus acting credits since then. What in all of that breadth of work was one of your highlights?
I think probably doing The Horse Whisperer when I was 12 was a massive turning point for me. It changed my approach to the work from being just sort of an instinctive young actor to being an actor who understood that there was, you know, work to be done.
Outside of acting, Scarlett's biggest role is as mum. Her daughter Rosie's 9, and her son Cosmo, with her husband and Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost, is 2.
Does she come on set with you?
Yeah, my daughter comes on set sometimes. She knew I was coming into the Outset office today, and she, like, I think my daughter's more excited about the Outset, to be honest with you.
Does she teach you things about makeup and skincare that you wouldn't even know?
I do know from just her and her friends that young kids are using all kinds of crazy actives. You know, they're buying a lot of stuff that's poppy and trendy, and you pick it up at the drugstore. And I get it. You know, she wants to be her best and feel confident. And I explained to her, I said, boys, you have beautiful skin and you don't want to disturb that. You want to make sure that you're like being kind to your skin and gentle on yourself.
Something else she's teaching her kids? How to stay grounded and block out the noise.
How on earth have you managed to stay off social media? I am so jealous.
I think social media is a great tool. It's a wonderful way for people to connect. But I feel personally, I think I'm just too fragile for it. I think I'm too fragile for social media.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think it's just hard. You know, I'm certainly not immune to, you know, FOMO and all of that. It's hard to look through like other people's lives and not, you know, compare your own to other people's.
Staying focused is key to Scarlett's latest success with her award-winning skincare brand, The Outset.
I was reading a lot about your skincare struggles and was one of the reasons you started Outset.
I've just had this long road of struggling with acne and irritation and sensitivity forever. I mean, until I was in my mid-20s or older, it was my own frustration, I think, that led me down the path of what is now become the outset.
Don't scratch your face up like that.
So your guinea pig was Colin.
Yes, we share all of our products. We wanted the line to just be like, how can
it's
you...
gender neutral.
Hey, it's gender neutral, and how can you clean up your counter?
Like, does he know how to use a serum?
He does. He definitely has, like, his own way of, like, he, like, does, like, this kind of thing. As long as he gets it on his face, that's all that matters.
And with that, Scarlett showed me a few of her favorites.
So this is our whole line here. This is our blue clay mask, which I'm obsessed with.
This is it. How often are you using this?
You can use it like once a week, twice a week. I like to put it on before I get in the shower. And so it just like packs in the moisture and it doesn't ever dry and sort of crack like traditional clay masks
do. It's so emollient. And it's so much fun to show up like, you know, serving breakfast for the kids in a blue mask.
Oh, yeah. My son is always like, what's on your face?
Can I fly through some really quick questions with you while you're doing that?
Yes,
totally. Rapid fire. How much time do you spend on getting ready in the morning?
2.5 minutes.
What's your date night beauty look?
I'm super into the glittery eyeliners now.
Where does beauty hack?
Probably using Vaseline as eyeshadow, but then you have petroleum in your eyes and you can't see.
You're the best.
You're the best. Thank you for coming by. Best.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
She really is.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's such an entrepreneur.
She's such an entrepreneur. And you see her as this movie star, but then I saw her in the office and she's balancing calls. She's packing makeup bags. She's looking at P&L. She's pulling products. Like, she's really in it. She's like very invested in it.
It's amazing what women can do. Shall we?
Should we shop the drop?
Let's
the drop. Let's do it.
This is the exciting part. Okay.
Let's turn the left side down at first.
Okay, so we reached out to Scarlett and the team at the outset, and they are giving today's show viewers an exclusive deal on some fan favorite products.
Okay,
okay, let's see it.
Yes,
shall we do it?
Okay,
three, two, one. Shop it
out. Whoa. I love the magical music, too.
So though, y'all can follow along. There's no QR code, but hopefully we can put one up. Whatever.
Tell us about it.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, so first up, we have a bundle. Now, this outset bundle is some of the fan favorites, and it would actually retail at $124.
So it's all of these?
No, we've got the four small ones. So it's this one. So basically, you get the Mistler Cleanser, this Prep Vegan Collagen, then you get this amazing blue clay mask, and then the deluxe sample of the night cream. Okay. That would be $124, and we get it for $93.
Wow.
Nice.
Mother's Day is coming up, I am just saying.
All right.
But then you can also get all these separately.
Okay.
So tell us about her favorite product.
Okay, so her favorite is
this one,
Yes.
Vegan collagen.
Is the firming vegan collagen. It's a prep serum. So this is, the brands say this is a 4-in-1 super serum. So it hydrates, it plumps, it firms, and it brightens at the same time. It's the second step in the skincare.
Okay.
Scarlett's favorite.
Okay, excellent.
Next up, the Gentle Mistler Antioxidant Cleanser. Now, I tried this, and it's gentle is the key word.
Yeah.
It's fragrance-free, it's sensitive skin.
Good.
It doesn't tighten your skin.
I like that.
I love that.
Which is great, easy to use.
So the original price is $32. How much is this one for?
$24.
Nice.
Amazing. Yeah, so this is all luxury skincare, girls. So it's very,
talk to me about this
blue thing.
I love a mask.
Yeah.
And you saw us use this in the piece as well. It doesn't crack. It's brilliant.
That's
I tried it at home as well. And it's basically so moisturizing, which is very unusual for a clay mask, because they usually just crack and dry down.
Yes.
The brand also say it helps minimize the look of pores. So you get the double moisture and the pore.
And lastly,
then this one, we have the night cream. This is the full-size night cream, which retails at $54. It's a very luxurious hydrator.
Yes.
But we're getting it for $40.50.
Ooh, wow. Good.
And essentially, it is basically you put this on at night, and the brands say that it actually continues to hydrate for 24 hours after. Very deep hydration for your skin. And it's also non-comedogenic, which means it doesn't clog pores.
That
how delicious is
good.
That? And
really
how rich
great.
Is that?
Really,
really, really good.
Like the perfect gift for Mother's Day.
Yeah, really great. Zana, you do
thank
it every
you,
single time.
Thank
we
you.
Adore you. Thank you. So to get these exclusive deals from the outset, scan the QR code
nice
or head today.com/shop.
Coming up next, the bold makeup trends that are having a moment right now. It's coming up after this.
Really great.
Really great. Excellent.
Thank you, ladies.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
So if you want your look to pop this spring, bright, bold trends are super hot right now.
Here to show us how to get all of them is celebrity makeup artist Neil Schiavelli. Hi, Neil.
Wait, what is it? Sparkles? What's in?
It is everything. So we've got these tie-dyed colored eyeshadows.
Wait,
right
so this now. Is straight from the festival
Literally,
season?
I actually just got back from Coachella as well. So we're seeing these
How was
bright,
Coachella?
It was incredible.
Okay.
It was face gems for days. So these bright, bold, fun colors we're seeing across the board as a great spring trend as well. But of course, festival season is here, so we want to lean into it.
Come on, Erin.
So we
Hi, Erin.
Yes, this is the NYX Ultimates. I know that's bright palette, and we use it as this tie-dye trend, but for every day, you can lean into one of the 16 shades. They're buildable, but you can wear them sheared out. You could pair them with a fun colored liner. And then, of course, the festival look is not complete until you've got the face gems. And I brought you guys the official face gems. These were created for the show Euphoria, the hit TV show.
Oh.
So they use these on the show. These are really great to accessorize your makeup with. They are from the brand Half Magic, and these are these come in a range of tones. They're crystallized. They've got colors, but they're a really fun way to just add it on to your makeup
and
to create
adhesive,
that
you don't
fun
have
pop.
To worry about it.
They come with medical grade self-adhesive on them, so no glue required. Yeah.
Okay, but so this is you look amazing.
Thank
so
you.
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super
now.
Fun. Okay, the next is
where's Wafer? We've been looking for Wafer.
Hi, Wafer.
Hello. Yes.
Okay, you're saying Statement Blush is all the rage.
Statement Blush is really having a moment, and it's because we're seeing these seasonally inspired colors just really kind of take over one of the complexion features. Uh-huh. And blush is a great way to just give that color back into the complexion. So there's different ways to wear it. So if your skin is on the drier side, I like to use a cream blush to create more of a dewier look.
Pretty.
These are from Beauty Pie, and they make really amazing products, and they source their ingredients from
your
around the
skin
world.
Your skin is amazing.
I know.
These
Gorgeous.
Are these super cheek cream blushes, and these have cushiony oils in them, so they bind to your skin for that dewy glow. But if you are a little bit more on the oilier side, you want to go for something like a powder blush. And powder blushes are great because they're going to absorb shine. These are from Charlotte Tilbury.
We love
they're
her.
We love
amazing.
Her.
She's the queen of the glow.
Yeah.
So these are the cheek to chic blushes, and you can use them.
Do you use your finger?
I'm going to use my finger just to dab them on. These are two-toned, and they have crushed pearls in them, so they're going to reflect light.
Ooh.
So they have a built-in highlighter to them, but they're also great for those summer months when you get a little bit oily. The powder blushes really help to absorb that shine, but the statement blush is everything.
Okay. We love
gorgeous,
that.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
We want some glowy skin.
We love our glowy skin.
Hi,
so,
Janice.
Hi.
So we are going to do this bronzy SPF glow. So spring is a great way to start introducing this bronze tint to the skin, but we don't want to expense
love
our skin
that.
Or overexpose it to the sun. So I came up with a really easy
Ooh.
Way
oh, yeah, this is for
to
me.
Create your own bronzy glow, starting with this one here. This is Hello Sundays, the one that's a serum. We're going to mix it with bronzing drops. So this is your broad spectrum SPF serum. It's got vitamin C
An
in it.
An SPF serum?
Yeah.
I mean, serum. SPF. Let me say that twice.
SPF serum.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, so then you
add
and then you add your bronzing drop. It has a milky texture, but when it goes on, it literally goes on super
clear.
We're gonna mix in these bronzing drops here. These are from e.l.f. and they make these bronzing drops in three shades, so everyone could literally find their drops. We were using these backstage, so.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So if you don't use that directly on your skin, you mix it with something.
You can mix it together, or use them separately on your skin.
Or straight on.
But that serum has vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, so it's gonna really
and 45 SPF? Does
SPF
it really
45,
work?
It's gorgeous. It
wow.
has a really dewy, gorgeous finish. And then the bronzing drops also have marula oil, vitamin E, and it brings that bronzy tint
I
back
love
into
that
the
look.
Skin.
It looks gorgeous.
So that you're set for summer. No bronze look is complete without a highlighter. I love this one. So
wait, where do you put that?
I top off any glowy, dewy look with a cream highlighter, and we're going to use it above the cheekbones.
Wait, let's
this
see.
One is from Wise Beauty. I love that.
Yeah, that's our girl, Molly.
Yes, yeah. These
Wait,
have.
Sims. Oh, Molly, yeah. These our have, girl.
Yes, these have avocado oil, pomegranate oil. They have a universally flattering golden.
And you do
undertone.
It just on the
Why
cheek.
Why are you doing it there?
I love to do it. You want to do it at the highest points of the face. So above the cheekbones, the bridge of the nose, anywhere where the sun is going to hit you, that dewy sort of
Makes
glow is really going to pop. And the highlighter is a great way to really accent that. And it really completes that dewy glow.
Great job. Thank you, Neil.
Way to go, Neil. Nice job.
Awesome. Good job, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. Coming up next, y'all, the category is fun.
Get ready to play a game with us. Coming up right after this.
All right, it's time to see if we can send one of our Plaza fans home with a little swag in a game we like to call
Category.
Come on, Ben. And here to host is our associate producer, Ben Bass.
Come
He's
on,
also
Ben.
The creator of this wonderful
yes.
game.
What you got?
All right, hi, Hoda and Jenna. So today, you are playing categories for Melanie from Berryville, Virginia.
Okay, Melanie.
So we here at Hoda and Jenna Game Headquarters have come up with a list of names along with a category. So each round, you'll have to figure out which five of those names fit into that category, but three don't belong. So if you get three strikes, you lose the round.
We do
Ready?
This together.
We do it together. We
yes.
like
yeah,
play together.
We like that.
Yeah.
So this first round, you'll be playing to see if Melanie wins a Hoda and Jenna mug.
Ooh,
like
those
we
are
say,
hot.
Those big ticket
can't get those.
Okay, so tell us what our first category is.
So this one, Jenna, you should be good at. Let's get our names on the board. Our first category is people who have been featured on a Taylor Swift song. So
okay.
five of these really have.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Ice Spice.
Yep.
Yes.
Karma.
Definitely.
Lana Del Rey. Lana
yep.
Del Rey,
Snow
sorry.
On the Beach. Yep, you got
Kendrick
it.
Lamar.
Yes, Bad Blood.
Yep.
That's three. Just need two more.
Okay, wait. We got to slow down here. Ed Sheeran.
Yep, that's yep, correct. Done. He's got a couple.
How many do we need?
Wait, two more. We need
two more.
Jeez.
There's
one more.
There's one more.
It's not Brandy.
I don't think it's Brandy.
I don't think it's Usher. Ariana Grande.
Ooh, no. Ariana hasn't, but you're close.
Usher.
No,
you don't think it's Usher?
I think one of these could make a lot of sense.
Brandy? It's not
one of them could make a lot of sense.
Usher? Maybe it's Usher.
Usher?
No, it's not Usher. Here's the thing. I think you know who hasn't. So...
What
I hope that's a clue.
About?
Okay, Chris Stapleton.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Yep, he's got
what
a song,
song?
Taylor.
What
so
is
it was
Chris?
A vault track on the re-release of Red. It's really good. It's I Bet You'll Think About Me. Really good. You'd like it.
Okay, thank you.
That's so Melanie's going home with a mug. And that's
all right, way to go, Melanie. Let's go. We're gonna get it quicker.
So
next time.
This yes. next round, you're it's playing for a bigger item, each of your books. So
is it bigger?
Let's get
only
our names on the board. This time your category is movies that have earned over $1 billion.
Okay.
Dollars.
So
Barbie.
Yep, you got it. One.
Super Mario
Brothers.
Two.
Avatar.
Yep, that's the number one.
Okay.
Titanic, right?
I don't know, but it was so long ago, man.
I know, but Titanic.
Yep, you got it. First movie to ever gross $1 billion. Just one more.
Wait.
Shrek 2?
I don't
know. La La Land.
La La Land!
Ooh,
ooh
no.
God. We thought if we said it together, it would work.
Just need one more.
It's gotta be
You're
Shrek
so close.
2?
Shrek 2!
No.
Oh,
oh wouldn't that, it deserved it.
Forrest Gump? What? It's gotta be.
Forrest Gump! No!
Oh, it was live action Beauty and the Beast.
Live action?
We didn't know that.
I didn't know what that
it's
was.
It's Beauty and the Beast, but with people.
When was that?
We missed it.
Like 2017. It's okay. Okay.
You know what? We're going to sign them and give them to you anyway. Okay, next.
Great. So we have one round left. Biggest item, Hoda and Jenna swag bag.
Okay, come
Let's
on.
Get our names on the board.
We got to get this
This
right.
is a good one.
We can't.
These are Campbell's soup flavors.
Oh, geez.
So five of these are real
okay,
flavors
we know.
Of Campbell's
soup. Cream of celery.
Yes, that's real.
Split pea with ham and bacon.
Yep, you got it.
Had that.
Okay.
Mega noodle?
What?
Mega noodle.
Yep, that's just
mega
a lot of noodles.
Okay, yeah, mega
wait.
Noodle.
I'm never, they don't have tofu. Yes.
They might, but maybe not. Grilled cheese and tomatoes.
Yes, you got it. Just need one more.
Cauliflower medley. Cauliflower medley.
No.
Oh, no, what? They that's should okay. have that.
It's gotta be close. Fiesta Nacho.
No, no. Fiesta Nacho,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, I doubted
you. No, there's
How did you doubt
I'm sorry I doubted you. I can't
so
believe there's a
Melanie
fiesta.
Is going home with a mug and the bag and...
And the books.
We'll sign yeah. them. And we'll buy them. We'll
Happy
buy
birthday.
Them. So
yes.
We're not breaking any rules.
Thank you.
Happy
thank
birthday,
you, Ben.
Melanie.
And we'll be back right after this. Fiesta Nacho cheese.
I've never heard of that.
Do you but. Put those on chips or you just eat it?
Told you. All right, coming up tomorrow from the Great American Baking Show, Casey Wilson stops by.
Plus, best-selling author and pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts
oh,
will be here.
Looking forward to that. Have a great one, guys.
Bye, y'all.
What's tomorrow?
Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Today's Monday.
Right.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.